Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and part of the Good Day Health lineup here, and I'm very happy to be able to talk to you again today as a part of our ongoing efforts to, in my opinion, to improve the health profile of all of Doug's listening audience, especially you. And at this time of the year, here beginning 2024, the patients that I deal with their New Year's resolutions, I think I've mentioned in a show in the past, I read somewhere, where New Year's resolutions usually end around January 23rd. They have a hard time getting on beyond that because we maybe haven't sufficiently integrated into our thinking or our reality, or at the time we were thinking about it, it seemed like a good idea, but it took a little bit more stamina and personal resolve to stay with it than we were willing to offer. So when my patient's asking me if I have New Year's resolutions, I look them square in the face and say, well, I got one or two of them. And one of my New Year's resolutions for 2024 is to get more saturated fat into my diet. Now, my patients who've known me for a while understand immediately what I'm talking about. New patients kind of go, what? Saturated fats, they'll kill you. And so those are the people and the mindset that I want to address my comments to, because saturated fats like butter and animal fats from meat and coconut oil and palm oil, as opposed to the polyunsaturated fats that most of America has been propagandized into believing is better for you than saturated fats. So that's, I think, what I want to address, because that is one of my New Year's resolutions, is to get more saturated fat into my diet. Now, just kind of quickly as a kind of a review, saturated fats, like I mentioned, especially butter from grass-pastured animals and the meat fats, the tallow, the lard, chicken fat, duck, coconut oil, which is the most saturated fat naturally occurring on the planet, and palm oil are solid at room temperature. That's one of the ways you can tell saturated fat. If you have a stick of butter sitting on the counter, maybe covered with a little butter dish thing, it's solid at room temperature. Whereas sitting next to it, a polyunsaturated fat is going to be a liquid. According to the conventional nutritional dogma that I have to try to correct my patients' thinking in almost every day, these traditional fats, butter, meat fats, coconut oil, palm oil, are to blame for all of our modern diseases, heart disease, cancer, obesity, diabetes, the malfunction of cell membranes, even conditions, central nervous system conditions like multiple sclerosis. But the studies, the many, many scientific studies indicate that it's the processed liquid vegetable oil, which is just absolutely jam-packed with free radicals, which are formed during the processing of that polyunsaturated oil, and the artificially hardened vegetable oils called trans fats. These are the culprits in our modern conditions, not saturated fats. Humans need, and this probably goes for all warm-blooded mammals, we need saturated fats because we are warm-blooded. Our bodies do not function at room temperature. Our bodies function at a tropical temperature. And saturated fats provide the appropriate stiffness and structure to our cell membranes and to our tissues. And when we consume a lot of the liquid unsaturated oils, our cell membranes do not have the structural integrity to function properly, and they become too floppy when we consume a lot of trans fats, which is not as soft as saturated fats at body temperature. And so our cell membranes just simply become too stiff. Now, contrary to the accepted view, which is not scientifically based, saturated fats do not clog arteries, and they do not cause heart disease. In fact, the preferred food for my heart, for your heart, is a saturated fat. And saturated fats lower a substance that's called LPA, which is a blood marker for how prone you might be to heart disease. And saturated fats reduce and lower that substance, indicating a healthier heart function. So, and then saturated fats play all kinds of important roles in our body chemistry. They strengthen the immune system. They're involved in intracellular communication, which means they protect us against cancer. They help the receptors on our cell membranes to work properly, including receptors for insulin. And that helps to protect us against diabetes. Your lungs cannot function without saturated fats, which is why when children are given butter and full-fat milk, they suffer less from asthma than children given reduced-fat milk and margarine. Saturated fats are also involved in kidney function and hormone production. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, a part of the Good Day Health Show program with Doug for many, many years now, going on almost two decades. And what I'm talking about today is one of my New Year's resolutions to get more saturated fats into my diet. And this is what I teach my patients. Now, saturated fats are required for the nervous system to function properly. I mean, over half of the fat in your brain is saturated. Now, the dry weight of the human brain is more than 50% fat, and more than half of that is saturated fat. Saturated fats help to suppress inflammation. Saturated animal fats carry the vital fat-soluble vitamins A, D, and K2. Which we need in large amounts to be healthy. Human beings have been consuming saturated fats from animal products, milk products, tropical oils for thousands of years. And it is mainly the advent of modern processed vegetable oil that has caused the epidemic of these modern degenerative diseases, not the consumption of saturated fats. As I have said many, many times on Doug's show, as well as my own podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com and my own local radio show in Salt Lake City. Heart disease has only been an issue for just about 100 years. It was a little over 100 years ago that the first real article about heart disease showed up in the New England Journal of Medicine, where a cardiac doctor, a heart doctor, although he wasn't really a heart doctor because we didn't have heart doctors back then, cardiologists, like we do today. And this doctor discovered on a post-mortem autopsy of one of his patients who just suddenly dropped dead of this gooky, creamy, sticky matter stuff inside the coronary arteries of this deceased person's heart. And he was so shocked with what he found that he wrote an article that was peer-reviewed and published in the New England Journal of Medicine around 2011, where he was describing what he found, and he wanted to know if any other doctors had ever seen anything similar to that. Now, as difficult as that might be to believe, or even shocking to think about, that's exactly what happened. Something changed in the American diet towards the end of the 1800s into the 1900s. To suddenly cause an outbreak of heart disease. And it really accelerated right after World War II with the introduction of margarine in the American diet. And because of all the political interplay that was going on between the food industries and the Congress people that they owned in Washington, D.C., and food labeling laws, and the massive amount of propaganda that came forth, people got scared to death of animal fats because they started to believe that animal fats were suddenly causing something that there is no history in all of recorded history of mankind that this had ever happened before. But suddenly saturated fats, especially animal fats, were causing people to die from heart attack. And interestingly enough, just about the time after World War II into the 1950s, when people started giving up butter and started consuming margarine instead, heart disease took off like a rocket. And so, as I said, humans have been consuming saturated fats from animal products and from whole milk, preferably whole raw milk, and using coconut oil and other types of tropical oils for thousands of years. And yet we have very, very little record anywhere other than what I mentioned with the New England Journal of Medicine that it was ever an issue. Now, there are other causative factors for heart disease besides the introduction of polyunsaturated fats that are extremely irritating to the bloodstream. But there's also, if there was two very important vitamins for the heart, it would be vitamin E and the B vitamins. In fact, vitamin B4, which the FDA says doesn't exist. The American Heart Association says it doesn't exist. But it was identified back in the 1930s as the vitamin that causes very strong heart contractions. Suddenly, the vitamin disappeared. Well, it occurs in whole food vitamin B sources, such as liver, whole grain rice, not white rice, whole grain rice, and certain kinds of whole grains that people will make sure ends up in their bread. When these things were taken out of our diet, suddenly our hearts were starving for the B family. Now, when we get back, I want to go through some politically correct nutritional ideas and the problems that I have with these ideas to better explain what I'm talking about. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday, and so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, as a part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show, along with Dr. Ken. He's a cardiologist, and he and I agree on some points, and we certainly disagree on some other points. I listen to him on Doug's show and have a great respect for him. But his education and training is different than mine. And mine is based on how did we keep mankind alive for the thousands and thousands of generations that we've been upon this planet, whenever certain problems would arise, and as far as health is concerned. And as you look at the nutritional history, and there are some pretty good books on this that were written prior to World War II, talking about the, even back in pre-revolutionary days, up through the modern period prior to World War II, people just weren't that sick. We just weren't sick like we are today. Except in the inner cities, deep into Philadelphia, deep into New York, deep into Baltimore, where the tuberculosis was running like crazy. But people who lived in the suburban areas and out into the farmlands, the number one cause of death in males, 18 to 49 years old, 100 years ago, was accidental death. Not heart disease, not cancer. Cancer was around 100 years ago, but not to the degree that we have it today. And heart disease was virtually unknown. What made the difference? Because, well, the difference simply was these people ate from the earth. What we do today is eat from the grocery store. And it makes all the difference in the world. Now, I started off talking about the importance of saturated fats in our diets. I think you know, because I've talked to you about this before, the idea as to fat is nature's way of storing energy. We know that there's twice as much energy in a gram of fat as there is in a gram of protein or a gram of carbohydrates. Now, what is a carbohydrate? Anything that did not come from a face, a living face, is a carbohydrate. Anything that did not come from a face is a carbohydrate. Are there proteins in the with carbohydrates in plants? Well, of course there are. There's a lot of protein in plants, not to the density that exists inside of animal products or fish mammals or fish or whatever, or poultry, whatever. In the meat of these animals, you're going to have much denser protein, of course, but you're also going to have saturated fats. And we're told in politically correct nutrition today, and I still hear it, even though there's volumes of peer-reviewed research now saying, wait a second, slow down on negating saturated fats. Actually, they have very many important roles in the body. But I've even heard it recently in commercials on TV. Somebody still talks about it. Saturated fats play many important roles in the body. Now, we're going to get off to a break here again in a few seconds. And when we get back, I want to talk about the idea of cholesterol and the idea of polyunsaturated oils and the idea that you should avoid saturated fats and what's wrong with that kind of thinking. Because when I can get my patients into a saturated fat-based diet, their entire lives turn around. Energy explodes, for one thing. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We will be right back.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Winter weather making air travel difficult across the country. More than 1,200 flights are already canceled and 1,300 delayed. That's according to the tracking site FlightAware. The storm impacting airports from Houston and Chicago to New York. The FAA holding back some airlines to wait for the bad weather to pass. Today's flight disruptions follow yesterday's with more than 3,300 canceled. Donald Trump easily won the Iowa GOP caucuses, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures to deliver that victory for the former president, whose 30-point win was the largest for a contested presidential caucus in modern Iowa history. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back again to the Doug Steffens' Good Day Health Show, the Dr. Jack Stockwell version of it. More information about what I do structurally to the body at jackstockwell.com and what I do nutritionally at forbiddendoctor.com. Now, what's wrong with the politically correct nutrition out there? What is being passed off as nutrition today is not coming from nutritionists. It's coming from Big Pharma. And without too deep an implication here as to why that may be the case, I think you can figure this out for yourself. Medicine isn't oriented at healing things. Medicine is oriented at taking care of the presenting symptoms of the patient. So suppose you're elderly, you're in your 80s, suddenly your leg breaks, you have a broken femur or a broken hip or something. There are miraculous ways in medicine today to replace that hip and to get you back on your feet in less than a week. In some cases, just a day or two. You're back on your feet, but it will not address the reason why your hip fractured. That's my job. What do I do to strengthen bones? What do I do to strengthen the nervous system? What do I do to improve health and digestion? What do I do to improve cardiovascular function of the heart and the arterial system? What do I do to improve cardiopulmonary function and the relationship between the heart and the lungs? Information about that is just tons of it at ForbiddenDoctor.com under the podcast, where I discuss these things at length. Some of the podcasts are a bit lengthy, and I've been criticized about that sometimes, but I'm in a teaching mode. And some of the most important things of human nutrition, I can't teach in 2 or 3 minutes. It takes a while to lay them to framework, which is what I was doing at the beginning of this show, talking about saturated fats. Now, and then how do you tell the difference sitting on the counter of a saturated fat and a polyunsaturated? At room temperature, the saturated fat is solid. At body temperature, the saturated fat is a liquid. You know, once you have a whole grain piece of bread that was just slathered with grass-pastured butter, and that butter, you see how that butter melts when it hits that warm surface of the toast. It stays melted when it's inside your body. It doesn't glump up anywhere. It stays melted until your digestive system can break down that fat into the very essential ingredients that are inside that saturated fat that your heart needs, that your brain needs, that your kidneys need. And so saturated fats play a lot of different, many different important roles in the body. They provide integrity to the cell wall because your cell wall is made of cholesterol. I don't know if this is correct, but I think next to just body fat, adipose fat, cholesterol is the greatest amount of fat that exists inside the human body. I think that's correct. Because all your cell walls, the cell walls of the neurons of the brain, the myelin sheath that covers the nerves, the cells of your heart, the cells of your kidney, the cells of your liver, your pancreas, your gallbladder, your intestinal walls, are all made of cholesterol. Which is why the vast amount of cholesterol that your body makes or utilizes comes from the liver. Your liver makes cholesterol. If there's not enough cholesterol in your diet, the liver will make up the rest of it. If you have a high cholesterol diet, which means you have a lot of whole dairy products and animal products, your liver won't have to make so much cholesterol, but it will still make up the deficiency in your diet. And dietary cholesterol contributes to the strength of the intestinal wall. It helps babies and children develop a healthy brain and nervous system. And foods that contain cholesterol provide many other important nutrients. It's only oxidized cholesterol that you find in powdered milk and powdered eggs that contributes to heart disease. And powdered milk is usually added to 1% and 2% milk, which is why I tell my patients, never drink low-fat, skim 1% or 2% milk. Make sure you drink the whole milk, because even if it is pasteurized, which I don't advise them to consume, there are ingredients in that whole milk that's lacking in the other forms that are detrimental in the sense of malnutrition. So as I said, saturated fats like cholesterol, integrity to the cell wall to make it stronger, it enhances your immune system. Saturated fats protect your liver, and it contributes to very strong bones. Your lungs and your kidneys cannot work without saturated fat. Once more, saturated fats do not cause heart disease. In fact, saturated fats, as I said, is the preferred food for your heart. And because your body needs saturated fats, interestingly enough, your body will make them out of carbohydrates and excess protein when there's not enough in the diet, as I was saying. Now, this idea that's being proffered out there to use more polyunsaturated oils, polyunsaturates in more than just small amounts, and that's when you see an oil that's liquid. Now, I'm not talking about extra virgin olive oil, and I'm not talking about a cold processed avocado oil. Or coconut oil. But most of the other oils have been processed at high temperatures and are very dangerous to the body. And in small amounts, studies have shown this. They contribute to cancer. They contribute to heart disease, autoimmune diseases. They cause learning disabilities in children and intestinal problems, and contributes to premature aging. And large amounts of polyunsaturated fats are completely new to the human diet due to the modern use of commercial liquid vegetable oils. Even olive oil, which is a monounsaturated fat, considered to be healthy, and I say it is, can cause imbalances at the cellular level if it's consumed in too large of amount. These are things that we need to watch carefully, and I am, as I plow into 2024, with the idea of getting more saturated fats in my diet. Now, as soon as I am through doing the show with Doug today, and he'll be joining me before too long, I'm going to have a breakfast of whole grain bread that only has three ingredients: fresh ground whole wheat flour, salt, and some yeast. And that's it. There's no sugar in it whatsoever. It is made in such a way that I'm telling you it's absolutely delectable. So I will have some whole grain toast absolutely baptized in Amish butter. My grocery store sells Amish butter in a log, produced by the Amish people that know what good health is. You don't find the diseases of modern society among the Amish people. But anyway, that's the butter. Now, I'm going to have grass-pastured eggs, free-range. Now, free-range eggs doesn't necessarily mean that the chickens were out there running all around looking for bugs and grass and worms and dead things, which is the healthiest thing for chickens to eat. Sometimes they're still in a pen where they can run a little bit, and they call them free range. Grass pastured free range is what you're looking for, especially the grass pastured. And there are brands of eggs coast to coast in grocery stores. They cost a little more, but they actually have some nutrition inside of them. And those are the kinds of eggs I recommend. I'm going to have that, and I'm going to have bacon. Bacon without nitrites. Bacon that came from pig, hogs, whatever, that did not have hormones. They were not fed hormones. They have no antibiotics. They were free-range animals in the sense that they were able to come and go as they pleased inside large pens, not in these cement, almost bathtub-looking type things where most commercial pork is raised. Now, there is a lot of saturated fat in that diet right there. I'm 73, turned 73 last October, and, man, I'm going to work. Right after I get through with the radio show, I'll be in my clinic seeing patients still going 100 miles an hour. Now, I know that if I consume something with soybean oil or canola oil or any of the other types of commercial oils that are extremely dangerous to the body, I will feel it in a matter of minutes. I can almost feel the coating on my tongue. And so when I go to restaurants, boy, I'm very careful on how I shop. And very selective at the supermarket. I read the labels more carefully now than I ever did before. Maybe because it's getting older and I'm finally paying attention to this stuff. If it has soybean oil or canola oil, it does not end up in my shopping cart. So a couple of other things here that modern-day dietitians and medicine will tell you. They're going to tell you to avoid red meat. Red meat is a very rich source of nutrients that protect the heart and the nervous system. That includes vitamins B12, B6, zinc, phosphorus, carnitine, coenzyme Q10. Things that you're not going to find in these kinds of quantities or this kind of an association outside of red meat. They tell you to cut back on eggs. Eggs really are nature's perfect food. Excellent protein. The entire gamut of vitamins and fatty acids that will contribute to the health of your brain and your nervous system. Americans had less heart disease when they ate more eggs. And egg substitutes that have been experimented with on test animals, or the test animals experimented with egg substitutes, cause rapid death in these poor things. Just like non-fat milk fed to newborn calves, those calves won't survive 2 months before they're dead. And this has been established in many of the state agricultural colleges around our country. You're told to restrict salt. Salt's absolutely crucial to digestion and assimilation of certain foods. Salt's also necessary for the development and the function of the nervous system. But you need to be selective about the salt. You want sea salt. You want the colored salt, either gray or pink. You don't want the white salt in that purple container. That is very dangerous stuff. And then what else they say? Eat lean meat, drink low-fat milk. I think I've covered these. Lean meat and low-fat milk lack fat-soluble vitamins that are needed to assimilate the protein and minerals that are in meat and milk. And consumption of the low-fat foods can lead to a deficiency of vitamin A and D reserves. And there's a whole host of problems that can afflict us when we're low on vitamins A and D. And there's more to this, but I have a lot of this advice at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast. There's a list there of the shows, over 200 of them, that my wife and I did in order to get more of this information out to our public by request of our patients. But when we go back to an ancestral diet, when we go back to the kind of diet that our grandparents, great-grandparents ate when we didn't have the explosion of these deficiency diseases. That's where we need to look. Now, I'm going to be joining Doug here in a few minutes, but you can get more at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcast with both me and Dr. Ken, and you can get more of me at forbiddendoctor.com. I'll be joining Doug here in just a few minutes. Stick around.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Doctor Zone with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website's ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com serve two different purposes. ForbiddenDoctor.com is all about the things that he brings to you, like the Lee energy enzymes that are so good for your system, the other things that are good for your thyroid, all the things that he produces. And then that's one side of his career and his expertise as a GAPS practitioner. But then he also, because he's a great Nuka chiropractor, is going to work on yours truly this weekend. How about that? It'll fix me right up. I know what ails me, and so do you.
So, well, I've been working out really heavy to be ready for you.
Okay, that's good. All right. There are a lot of studies that show that cervical cancer has been increasing in women under the age of 50. There's some more information here from a lady named Sarah Smith. Then I want to talk to Jack a little about this as well, so listen up.
We know cervical cancer is preventable through regular co-testing, and it is highly treatable if caught early. However, an alarming 53% of women in their 20s aren't up to date on their screenings. All the more devastating, more than 50% of new cervical cancer cases occur in women who have not been screened in the past 5 years.
January is Cervical Health Awareness Month, a good reminder to schedule a screening.
I'm speaking up today to raise awareness of this disease and to promote the importance of screenings. Medical guidelines are constantly updated and can affect which tests are available. Every woman should continue to have access to the best technology available to help prevent cervical cancer.
Learn more at Hologic.com/wellwoman.
What do we take away from that, Jack? Cervical cancer, women. I wonder about this. Isn't there supposed to be a vaccine that helps eliminate that with the esters, or am I thinking about something different?
Well, I'll tell you what the takeaway is. Twice she used the word preventable, and the first time she used the word preventable was through constant screening. That isn't how you prevent it. Cancer is simply a deficiency of the immune system to respond to the presence of cancer cells. That's what it is, pure and simple. Now, there are certain cellular deviations and mutations that take place that lead to it. But it's your immune system that stays on top of this. And the biggest insult that occurs in our daily lives against a strong immune system is sugar, processed sugars. We know that is the number one food for cancers. And when she says cervical cancer is showing up in younger and younger women, look at your diet. Look at your lifestyle. Are you full of stress? Are you full of anger? Are you full of sugar? Are you not getting enough fresh air, enough sleep? It's the environmental influences that lead us to these kinds of problems. And it's not just cervical cancer that's up. Many cancers are up.
Different types of cancers, yeah. You know what I've always taken away from you is how good zinc is, how it helps you fight off infections. I've had
absolutely
flu thing. It's good for basic stuff like colds, but it enhances your immune system, which is how you fight the stuff we were just talking about as well, right?
Well, that's true.
How
your
does
immune
it work?
System, well, it's intimate in the formation of over 300 enzymes. And many of those enzymes are involved in activating the immune system. So when the big COVID showed up here a few years ago, the alternative people, like myself, out there saying, you definitely need to increase your vitamin D and zinc. And so there were, but it, you know, in the United States, that was suppressed. In all the other countries around the world, they were actively pushing that as best they could, because a lot of us don't have zinc-rich diets, so we need to supplement it.
What would be an example of a zinc-rich food?
Peanuts, or just nuts in general, red meat, whole milk that comes from healthy cows, not the commercial type stuff, like you have on your farm, healthy cows.
Yeah, right. Not all shot up with all kinds of things that
the stuff that turns red meat into something that's dangerous rather than something that's very healthy.
Whenever I mention zinc to my friends, people say, how do you stay so healthy? I said a lot of echinacea, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C.
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff. A new standard process has something called ImmunePlex and CongaPlex, which you told me to eat like candy last week, and I've been having a lot of it, and I think it's kind of straightened. There's a bug going around, man. I have a hard time succumbing to bugs, but this one I had a problem with for a few days, and that was a good way to get be focused back on, get your health and immune system in order. All right, some good words of wisdom from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.